Okay, so you sent me something this week, and I have to say it's really, well, it stayed with me. This study, Faceless, the Helberg study.
Ah, yes.
It sounds almost like something out of a story, especially the part about it vanishing from the University of Geneva archives. That alone is weird.
Absolutely sets a strange precedent, doesn't it? I mean, for academic research, especially something potentially significant, to just disappear. It
Exact.
makes you wonder immediately, what was in it? What was so, I don't know, problematic or disturbing that it needed to be erased?
Right. And that brings us to the core idea, which is frankly pretty chilling.
Yeah.
This notion Hallberg supposedly had about identifying people who, look and act completely normal, functioning in society, holding jobs, relationships, all that.
Yeah.
But underneath, there's just nothing, no real emotion, no empathy.
That's the crux of it, according to the sources we have. Helberg's work allegedly identified individuals who weren't just hiding emotion, but were masters at mimicking it. Yeah, like performing. Laughter, tears, love, affection, all reportedly acted out, convincingly, but without any genuine internal feeling behind it.
So interactions become what? Just moves on a chessboard?
That seems to be the implication. Calculated maneuvers rather than, shared human connection. It's a performance.
That is deeply unsettling. It's like, okay, method acting, but the actor never breaks character because there's no self underneath to return to, just the role.
That's a good way to put it. And this links to another disturbing element Helberg supposedly noted, the lack of hesitation, the absence of guilt.
Okay, so not just acting, but acting without the usual human baggage. The second thoughts.
Precisely. For most people, there's that internal governor, right? That feeling of wrongness or remorse.
Yeah.
Helberg seemed to suggest these individuals operate without that friction.
So they don't choose to ignore guilt.
No, it's more fundamental. Like the emotional wiring for it just isn't there. It's not a
Yeah.
moral choice. It's an absence of the capacity itself.
Wow. Okay. And that naturally leads to the manipulation aspect, doesn't it?
It would seem so. If you understand how emotions work in others, the triggers, the responses, but you don't feel them yourself.
You have a kind of detached clarity, like reading a manual for human beings.
Exactly. You could, in theory, navigate social situations, predict reactions,
Yeah.
influence outcomes, all without the messiness of actual emotional investment.
Leveraging our feelings against us, maybe not even out of malice, just efficiency.
Yeah, that's one chilling possibility raised by the material, yes. A dispassionate observer pulling the strings because they understand the mechanics better than those caught up in the feeling. The potential for exploitation is just inherent.
Which brings us to that quote, the one supposedly from a session recording.
Yes. Recovered audio, marked only with that single word.
Faceless.
And the patient allegedly says, I know you're trying to understand, but you never will.
Because you still feel. Just let that sit for a second.
Yeah. It frames empathy not as a bridge, but as a barrier, a limitation, as if feeling prevents true understanding of their state. It's a complete inversion.
And that word, faceless. It's so dehumanizing. Like the core identity, the thing that makes us us, is missing.
It really emphasizes that sense of a void. Now, it's important we remember, where this information is coming from.
Right. This isn't a peer-reviewed paper we're holding.
Exactly. We're working from narrative analyses, bits from an Instagram account detailing this supposed study. So our deep dive is about exploring the ideas presented in these sources.
Understood. We're looking at the concept itself, as described, and frankly, even filtered through these sources, the concept is profoundly disturbing.
It is, because if such people exist, how would that impact trust? Basic interaction. If you constantly had that nagging doubt, is this real? Is this person genuinely feeling this, or am I just seeing a reflection?
It undermines everything. Our whole social fabric is kind of built on the assumption that mostly people's outer states reflect their inner states, you know?
Right. Shared emotional understanding is the bedrock. If some people operate entirely outside that, it introduces this fundamental instability, a potential for deception that isn't even necessarily intentional. It's just a difference in operating systems.
It really does feel like peeling back the skin on reality and finding something wrong underneath. Not ghosts or monsters, but something unsettlingly human, yet not.
That's the real human horror aspect, isn't it? The unease comes from the potential reality, the possibility that our understanding of people, of connection, could be flawed. It's the suspicion of a perfectly crafted illusion.
And the truly scary part, maybe the most unsettling part, is if they're good at it. if the mimicry is flawless.
Undetectable.
Yeah. How would you ever know? How could you possibly tell if the warmth, the concern, the anger, if it's genuine or just expertly performed?
It suggests our fundamental tools for judging character, for building relationships, might be unreliable in certain cases. That our assumptions about shared humanity might not be universal.
So, okay, let's take these ideas from the Faceless Sources seriously for a moment. What are the big unsettling takeaways? The what-ifs.
What one major implication is about consciousness itself. Maybe, just maybe, experiencing genuine emotion isn't the default for all conscious human minds.
You mean it's a feature, not a bug? Or rather, its absence isn't necessarily a disorder, but a different kind of state.
Potentially. A spectrum, perhaps,
yeah.
Where some individuals simply exist without that internal emotional landscape.
Right.
Not broken, just different in a fundamental way.
And if that's true, what about, like, our whole society? Law, ethics, it all leans so heavily on empathy, guilt, remorse.
It throws everything into question, doesn't it? How do you hold someone accountable in our current framework if they are literally incapable of understanding the emotional harm they cause? What does intent even mean in that context?
It challenges the very basis of how we judge actions and assign responsibility.
It's really, yeah, bleak is the word.
It suggests the possibility of interacting with people whose internal reality is completely alien to ours, hidden behind a perfectly normal exterior. The mask isn't just social convention. It might conceal an actual void.
And think about the advantage that gives someone.
Exactly. If you can mimic emotion flawlessly and understand motivation clinically without being swayed by your own feelings,
you'd be incredibly effective. In business, politics, anywhere influencing people matters.
A strategic edge? Unburdened by empathy or emotional irrationality? It's a profoundly disturbing thought.
So wrapping this up, the core idea we're grappling with from these faceless study sources is individuals who look like us, act like us, but lack the genuine emotional core we assume is universal.
Perfect mimics. Potentially undetectable manipulators. Not necessarily out of evil, but just because of how they are. It's not overt monstrosity. It's a subtle, fundamental difference that chills you to the bone.
Yeah. And it leaves you with that lingering, really uncomfortable question, doesn't it?
It does. If these faceless individuals, as described, actually walk among us, how could we ever possibly know for sure?
And what does that uncertainty do to our ability to trust, to connect, to even understand what it means to be human together?
It makes you question the very ground beneath your feet, socially speaking. A truly unsettling thought to carry away.